at the ranch are Armistead, Dudley, Russ, interviewing him about scouting and about his ranching career. And my name is Frank T. Hilton. Okay, you said you got in scouted in 1921?
Yeah.
What do you remember about scouting as a kid?
Well, a scout band was our main activity, really.
Did you join the band?
Yeah.
That's how you got involved with scouting, or did you join a scout?
I joined the scouts first before the band was organized.
You remember who your scoutmaster was?
No, I don't.
Mr.
Right
Garrett
now.
Or Mr. Cornelius?
Cornelius, huh?
Cornelison was your scoutmaster.
Yeah. Well, I don't know much to tell you. The band was our main activity.
Well, tell me something about the band.
We played in the football games, and Harold Broom was our band leader. And we practiced down in Harold Broom's office down on Concho, where Donahoe Boot Shop now is.
Oh, is that where his
We used to go on Friday nights. We'd have our band rehearsal. March down the street and they'd let us in the movie free. If we'd march down the street and play, they'd let us in the movie. So we had a good time.
How many were in the band, do you remember?
Oh, 30 or 40. That's a pretty good size band.
Do you remember any of the members of the band?
Yeah, most of them.
Could you name any of them?
C.C. Kirkpatrick was in there. He played drums. Reese Albert, Harold Albert. Hanny Hartman was our band leader, and he had a son, Albert Hartman, and Herman Hartman. Albert played the bass and Herman played the baritone. And let's see, Reese and Albert.
What instrument did you play in the band?
Played the cornet.
Played the cornet.
It was a fellow named Jet. Can't remember his first name.
I think his dad was a scoutmaster.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the band going any place outside of San Angelo and playing?
Yeah, we used to go on what they call trading trips. And we'd go to the surrounding towns, Sherwood, Merchant, Ozona, Barnhart, different places, before the stock show in the fall. Encourage people to come into San Angelo for the stock show.
Y'all would play in the town square or something, and somebody would make a pitch for the stock show.
Yeah.
I know y'all went down one time to Sonora for a 4th of July celebration. Spent a couple of days down there. Do you remember that trip?
Yeah, we stayed in the courthouse. Slept in the courthouse. I remember that trip, yeah.
Where else did y'all? Did you go to Junction or anywhere like that?
Well, I don't remember Junction. I remember Menard and Eden.
Was the band, I noticed there from this picture, they were all in full uniform. And
yeah, Boy Scout uniforms.
I understand.
Well, then we all got too old to be Boy Scouts. We all joined the Demolays so we could have a uniform. We became a Demolay band then.
Well, that band lasted a long time
into
the late 30s.
Yeah.
How long were you in the Demolay band?
Until I left in 26, went off to school in 26.
Where did you go to school?
Went to Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Gilman School. Went and spent 4 years there and then went to Princeton, Princeton University.
And then you came back here? How long have you been
here? Well, I worked at Procter & Gamble in New York 1 year after I graduated in 34. Came back here in late 35.
And what, you've been on this ranch ever since?
Yeah.
Or were you in San Angelo then?
Well, I was in San Angelo about half the time. I was mayor there from 50 to 54. I put in a television station. I was president of the Stock Show and Rodeo Association. Pretty busy there for a time.
I can imagine. Well, your dad ran the telephone company there, didn't he? How long did he have that telephone?
From 1892 until 45.
That's for a long time.
And had all that time without a lawyer.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Couldn't do that today.
He sold it because it got to be more and more government regulations. Also threatened with the union. And he sold out in 45, bought three ranches, two in Tom Green County and this one in Menard and Kimball.
When did you come to this ranch in 45?
36.
36. Going back to scouting, you worked on some of the camp staff around.
Yeah.
when they had Camp Kickapoo at Menard, they say in the newspaper clippings it was 10 miles southwest of Menard. Do you know whose ranch that was
on? No, I don't.
It was on the San Saba River.
Yeah.
In a pecan grove.
So that's what Camp Myers is now over by McCabe?
Well, they mentioned that Sam Schuber and Bryce Draper ran a summer camp, a private camp one summer at the Mears Ranch.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Camp Solmeyer. That wasn't until 48 that they started camping there. But it was on the San Saba River. The first camp they had that you went to was Camp Rio Vista, which is out of what they call 7 Mile Bridge.
Yeah.
And that was a group of y'all under Mr. Garrett, Reverend Garrett, Cornelius, and Jet, and some of those. And then the next summer, y'all went down to Christopher.
Yeah.
Now, did the first scout troop that you were in, did that sort of die out, the band and the troop and all that sort of die out for a couple of years before the council?
I don't remember it all dying out.
As far as you know, you were in scouting all the time until they hired Bryce Draper.
Yeah. Bryce Draper.
Bryce Draper. Did you know Mr. Brake Draper?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about him?
Well, he was a good scout executive. That's about all I can say.
I know that his
lots of scouting.
B, his wife, became his wife, Elizabeth Fowler then. She had red hair.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, no one has ever been able to tell me anything else about her except that she had red hair.
I don't remember
When you were worked on the camp staff, what do you remember about the summer camps?
Not very much, really.
I understand. I think you worked on waterfront, didn't you?
Yeah. We had a good time.
Did you, when you worked on the waterfront, do you remember anybody else that worked with you?
Chili Kirkpatrick did, I know. I can't think of anybody else.
Do you remember where the camps were?
Cristobal.
That was Geronimo 1 and Geronimo 2.
Yeah.
When they headed at Cristobal, did they camp on the south side of the river?
No, on the north side.
On the north side, that was the Baptist encampment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a swinging bridge that went across the river, and I assume that's where the swimming area was.
Yeah,
somewhere
it was.
In the swimming area.
Just below the bridge.
Do you remember any of the games y'all played in this, like water polo? Or?
No, we didn't play anything like that.
Didn't play. What did you teach, life saving and swimming?
Yeah.
Did you have any canoes?
Yeah. Teach the Red Cross life saving.
I think you had your Red Cross life saving yourself, or
was
a WSI instructor.
Yeah.
What did y'all sleep in? Tents?
Yeah.
Were there a lot of people in each tent, or just one or two?
About eight.
About eight in a tent?
Pyramidal tent.
You have wooden cots?
Yeah.
And it rained. I understand about every camp you had, it rained at some point or another.
That's right.
Do you remember any of the food that you ate at camp?
Beans and barbecue.
Beans and barbecue.
Yeah.
One camp that you all went to down at Christopher, that was before the council was organized, they talk about you all riding bicycles up to the head of the river ranch and having barbecue up there. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Which is now Bull Ware's.
Yeah, Ford Bull Ware has that ranch. It did belong to his wife.
His wife, yeah.
Do you remember anything else y'all did?
Billy Hanson was her daddy.
Yeah, I think he died the following year in England.
Yeah.
After that camp.
Yeah.
You,
I'm sorry, I don't remember too much about it. It's been a while.
Well, I can appreciate that. What can you tell me about your dad? You know,
well,
he was council president then, and apparently was a good friend of Bryce Draper.
Of who?
Bryce Draper.
Yeah.
Was your dad a stern man or a friendly man? Or?
Yeah, both. He was friendly. Picture of him over there.
Yeah, I see. That's a good picture of it.
Yeah, it is.
What type of civic work do you remember him doing in San Angelo?
Well, he was on a committee, building committee that built the city hall and the courthouse both. He didn't like to hold public office. He stood in the background a whole lot. But he surveyed off Beauregard and Chadburn. And he was instrumental in seeing to it that the telephone company and the utilities company put their lines back in the alleys, which gave the streets a whole lot broader appearance.
You know, because in those days they were running the electrical line and everything right down the street.
Down the street, yeah. And he, in 1929, when they built a new building, went to the dial telephone. He put down underground cables to accommodate a town of 100,000. So a little bit of foresight. Had a lot of foresight. And he invented the first street sweeper made out of mesquite limbs, street sweep streets.
You know, the streets in those days were wooden block.
No, they were mud.
They were mud?
Yeah. Right.
This picture of the band, when they were marching up North Chapman, it was a dirt street.
Yeah.
You can see it in the photo real well.
Yeah. He did a lot for the town.
Was the telephone company where it is now downtown?
It was where upstairs over Nathan's, where Nathan's is now.
Oh, it is. And then they moved back behind.
29, they moved back behind where they are now, yeah.
Do you remember going into the telephone office as a kid?
Yeah.
How do you remember that telephone?
Well, I did all the jobs before my voice changed. I played as operator, and I did all the jobs in the telephone company while I was growing up. Cable work, worked on the gang building lines. We camped out. Right in those days, you'd go out Monday morning, camp out, work all week, and come back Friday evening.
Did y'all have the lines just in San Angelo, or did y'all go outside?
We went outside.
What were telephones like then? Were they the crank kind, or were they
were
the
crank
pedestal
kind.
Type?
Crank kind. Yeah. I remember my dad and his two brothers built the first line to Sweetwater to connect San Angelo with the outside world. 30 years later, me and my two brothers tore it down and replaced it.
What was school like when you were a kid?
School?
I'm sure you went to school with everybody
else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know what school did you go to in San Angelo?
I went to North Ward Grammar School and Junior High and High School.
Where did y'all live?
We lived on 8th and Magdalen Street. 1929, we moved over where Ford Boulevard lives now in Montecito. 1104 Montecito.
Now that was just a brand new addition that had just opened up over there.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that when they moved over there, that there was the plumbing company man's house, Open Camp's house, which was a ranch house or farmhouse, and there were only two other houses over there. And the biplane, when they were barnstorming, used to land out there.
Yeah.
And they would have people would fly, pay to fly in the planes. And they landed out there where that place is now.
Yeah.
You remember Neil Sanders?
Yeah, quite well.
Neil was a scoutmaster in 1926.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he was a cabin maker there in San Angelo.
Yeah.
Used to run kite contests. Do you remember anything about those?
No, I don't, huh?
You may have left by then because you had left in 26.
26, yeah.
Tell me a little more about where y'all went camping. Where do you remember going camping when y'all were scouts? Of course, they didn't have all the lakes we have now.
Well, we went to Christova mostly. Camped on where the Baptist encampment is.
How about when you went on just an overnight hike or something? Did y'all just go up?
Well, we went on a hike one day. Bryce Draper led us on a hike. We went west to the Twin Mountains and then circled around to where Lake Nasworthy now is. And then back into Angelo. It was a 20-something mile walk that day.
Gosh.
Never will forget it.
Who all went with y'all?
Our whole troop.
You remember your troop number?
Huh?
You remember what troop number that was or where y'all met?
No, I don't. We met over in down where the Beauregard Bridge is. I scooted up by the Beauregard Bridge. We used to meet down there.
And I'm trying to think what school that is by the Beauregard Bridge.
It used to be called the East Ward.
East Ward school.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mr. Cornelius and
Dillon? I'm sorry, West Ward.
West Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be West Ward over there. Do you remember Mr. Cornelius and building a scout hut over there in what they call Civic League Park.
I remember it was done.
It was before they had the Scout Village.
Yeah.
And I think it cost $360 to build.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's the last news story that I had, was right after that hut was built.
Uh-huh.
But you remember scouts meeting after that time.
Yeah.
And doing things.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was more than one troop when you were in scouts?
Yeah, there were about five, I think. Four or five.
Did y'all ever have any competition between each other? Any field meets?
Old baseball and things, yeah. There was a troop on South Angelo, West Angelo, and North Angelo. There were three that I remember.
Were any of your friends in the other troops, or basically all your friends?
I had some.
You belonged to?
B. Abernathy was a member of our Boy Scout band. He was in the South troop.
I found that, and it said B. Abernathy. What was his name?
I don't know. B is all I ever knew.
That's all that I've ever found, was just B. Abernathy.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me about the ranching business. You've been in it a long time.
Since 36, When I graduated from college, I worked for Procter & Gamble on Staten Island for 1 year. And then I made sure that I never wanted to live in the industrial east. That's the reason I took it in the first place. Representatives from Procter & Gamble came out to Princeton and interviewed people who were partially working their way through college. And one of my favorite brags is they selected three of us from Princeton to go out to Cincinnati and meet the officials of the company, be interviewed and so on. And they selected me to go. The other two, one of them became chairman of the board of the Yardley Company, and the other one chairman of the board of Sears Roebuck. So I won over those two. I like to brag about that.
Well, when you came back to San Angelo in 36, did you stay there in San Angelo itself?
About here about half the time, and Angelo about half the time.
You said you
had a daughter in school.
So you'd go up there during the school year?
Yeah.
And then stay here during the...
No, during all of the year, I'd rotate back and forth.
How did you get involved in politics in San Angelo?
Well, they had a meeting at the Cactus Ballroom one night. They felt like they needed somebody to serve as public office, and they picked me out and asked me if I'd run for mayor. And Houston Hart was chairman of that outfit. And I had a lot of support, of course. Won the thing pretty easily.
What do you remember about being mayor of San Angelo?
Well, it was interesting, all right. You learned a lot about people.
Good and bad.
But after 4 years, it got tiresome because you had a lot of the same things over and over and over. My favorite was this woman that kept calling me up, asking me to get the road fixed in front of her house up in Lakeview. She got to be such a nuisance, I finally asked the city engineer, J.P. Burton. I said, take a bulldozer up there and fix that road just to get her off my neck. Monday morning, about 9 o'clock, she called me. Said, you would send them up here to fix my road today. I have my clothes on the line. She washed her clothes Monday morning. I'm out on the line while we were working the street. And I said, lady, if you ever call me again, I'm going to make that street so it'll never be passable.
She never called you again?
Never called me again.
What were some of your accomplishments when you were mayor? What are some of the things that were done in San Angelo?
Well, I was mayor when we had that tornado.
Yeah, that hit Lakeview?
Hit Lakeview, and I was putting in the television station then. And there were five of us out at the station working. And I picked out a place out there, bar ditch, and I said, if that thing comes here, that's where we'll go, out in the bar ditch. Well, it hit so close to our building that you couldn't push open the screen door to get out. And I looked out there where I was supposed to be, and there was a great big electric wire, big sparks coming out right where I was supposed to be. But that was an interesting thing. Just 2 weeks before that, we'd had a rehearsal for it through the civil defense. And we used McGill School instead of Lakeview School. But the Goodfellow people and the taxi people and the buses and everybody was alert to the thing. We just rehearsed 2 weeks before that thing happened, which was very, very lucky. Everybody knew exactly what to do. National Guard did the policing and so on.
You said you came back in 36. Was that when they had the 36 flood?
I was in California to visit my mother when that flood happened.
So when you got back here, it was all over with?
Yeah.
When you were mayor, who were some of the other people that served with you on the city council?
Well, I had Ed Vautrin and J.E. Young, M.L. Letty, and then I served later with M.D. Bryan, Eustace McCullough. I went out 1 year and Bryan came in after me.
Did you ever work in public areas after that?
Well, I was chairman of the Texas Turnpike Authority, built the toll roads from Fort Worth to Dallas, chairman of that.
You've had sort of a distinguished career, haven't you?
I've enjoyed it.
When you came out here and ranched, did you decide to major in any particular brand of cattle or sheep or goats or anything?
Well, I did Angus in those days. I have a lot of ribbons here for my Anguses. Later on, I switched over to Beefmasters. I don't have any sheep anymore.
Any particular reason why you switched?
Well, it just looked like a coming thing.
Are you in the Beefmaster program now?
Yeah.
How long have you been in that?
About 10 years. Beefmaster and Angora goats. Don't have any sheep.
You got out of the sheep business?
Got out of my sheep business in that drought of the 50s.
Yeah.
When I went to shear my sheep that year, they were so accustomed to coming to the pickup for feed, didn't even saddle up a horse, just went to pick up and led them into the shearing. Pitiful.
What would y'all do during the drought years out here?
Feed.
Spent a lot of money buying feed.
Yeah, and cut live oak, a lot of live oak for the goats.
They'd eat the leaves off the live oak?
Yeah.
How was your water supply then?
We have plenty of underground water.
So that's never been a problem now?
No.
Daddy left here right at the start of the drought.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I think Daddy left here right at the start of the drought.
Yeah, early 50s.
Now he said he was 6 years old when they left.
Yeah.
You, what can you tell me about San Angelo as you remembered as a kid?
Well, I remember that you knew every face you saw. If you saw a stranger, you found out who it was. It was very different.
Did it have any wagon yards there?
Yeah. Up on Chadburn and 5th Street, I guess it was. Wagon yard. It had saloons. Arc Light Saloon.
Had a few baldy houses there.
Concho and, yeah. Concho and Chadburn.
How were the, you said the streets were dirt. Were there any paved streets in town?
Not at that time.
Not in 21? Well, the band then marched up and down the dirt streets.
Yeah.
And to the old courthouse.
Yeah.
And the old fire station. Did y'all have any events at the old fire station? Mm-hmm. The fire station that was across the street from the courthouse?
Yeah.
The original. Did y'all ever have any scout events there or do anything there?
No, never did. Next door to where the old St. Anthony Hotel was.
Right. They had a lot of scout events in the hotel.
Yeah.
I guess that was sort of the town banquet hall or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember any ever going over and seeing the scout village that was on the Concho River?
No, I don't. Huh?
If you left in 26 and got back in 36, then that came and went while you were gone.
Yeah.
That was before the Hilton Hotel was built.
Yeah.
Do you remember going to any courts of honors? I know your eagle was presented, but it looks like it was presented outdoors at an outdoor activity.
No,
you remember where you got your eagle?
Huh? No.
Did you get your eagle when you, this says that you got it in November of 1927. You must have come home from college
yeah.
in the summer and was presented
yeah.
your eagle.
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody else getting your eagle with you?
James Avery.
James Avery got it the same
yeah.
time you did.
He's the only other one.
I have a picture here that I think was taken at the same place.
Who is that?
That's Willard Crotty. and there's some names on the back. I don't know whether you recognize any of them or not. Did you have any pictures of scouting?
No, I don't. Huh?
Y'all never did take pictures, or if you did, you don't have them on your dad's car. Do you remember your dad ever talking about scouting when you came home in the summer from college?
Well, yeah, he was real interested in it, real active in it.
Was he active in it before you, when you were a scout, or did he get active in it after you left?
I think while I was in it.
He worked with,
let
me find the names of the people that were involved in it then. Of course, Reverend J.H. Garrett, who was pastor of the Southside Baptist Church, was apparently one of the main pushers of scouting in those days. They talked about a camp that they had. Let's see if I can find the... here says scoutmasters will go to the camp. This was the second summer camp, and the first one they had down at Cristola. And so scoutmasters who will go to the camp, and the number of their troop was followed. Mark Finlater, scoutmaster troop 1, and Reverend J.H. Garrett was scoutmaster troop 2, and he had about 40 boys in his troop. And then they had Reverend J.A. Richardson.
Don't remember Richardson.
Don't remember him. Troop 3, Gene Cornelison was Troop 4, and Morgan Jett was Scoutmaster of Troop 7.
Yeah.
And you remember whether you were, which one of those you were in?
3, I think.
Troop 3?
Yeah.
Okay. They had 81 people who went to that camp. They were expecting about 100 down there.
Yeah.
Did y'all go down and back of trucks or cars or?
I don't really remember.
Remember how you got there? The Kiwanis Club was a good sponsor of scouting. Do you remember Sam Crowler?
Yeah.
Who was head of Crowler Hardware Store? What do you remember about him? What type of man was he?
Well, he was a good man. He was a scout leader. Active in scouts. But I don't know much about him. Been a while.
There's a man by the name of John Price, who was a scout executive. He was a paid man up in Abilene that came down and ran that camp with Mr. Garrett, Reverend Garrett.
Don't remember
sick.
Him.
You don't remember him not being in camp. You would have probably been about, well, when were you born?
1909.
Yeah. So you would have been 23. You would have been 14 years old.
Yeah.
You were still a young man. You remember them putting on any plays or anything of that nature to raise money? You remember R.H. Compton?
Yeah.
He was chairman of the local scout executive committee at that time for the Kiwanis Club.
He had a drugstore, Compton Drug.
Oh, we did. Well, that drugstore's been in existence recently, haven't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember any other men who were involved in scouting? Or that you took merit badges from when you were working on merit badges?
No, I can't think of anybody.
This R.H. Compton, is that Mark Compton's dad?
Yeah.
They had, was Ralph Logan and John Logan involved in scouting when you were there?
Yeah.
But they weren't in the band, were they?
No.
They have a W.W. Allman, but I think he was down at Sonora. And then there was a B.L. Smith and a C.W. Barker.
Barker.
And a Phil Lane.
Phil Lane, yeah.
And, of course, here's a picture of your dad. This was in 1952.
Yeah.
When that picture was taken.
Yeah.
Did your dad retire on one of the ranches around San Angelo? When he retired?
No, he stayed in San Angelo.
He stayed in San Angelo. Take the town of
worthwhile to get back from that tornado?
Yeah, we went out to Lakeview. They had always complained about their narrow, winding streets, a lot of them without sidewalks and so on. I went out there with Mr. Houston Hart and Bob Carr. I had a meeting of all the people in Lakeview. We said, we'll make our city planning commission available to you. And Lakeview has been wiped off the map. Get some plays together.
So you knew Jimmy Stewart
as a
boy. Well, you were involved in the thespian program, I guess they called it. What do they call that in those days?
It's a Princeton Triangle Club, they call it. It's a musical comedy that's written and produced by the Princeton Group. Took a trip every Christmas vacation as far west as Chicago and St. Louis, back around by Louisville. It's quite a trip.
And who was it that you did? It was Jimmy Stewart and...
Jose Ferreira.
How many were in school when you were at Princeton?
Our class had 630 when we entered. So there were about 2,500 to 3,000.
So it was a pretty good size school. Everybody have a car?
No cars allowed.
Y'all use what, bicycles and walk?
Yeah, bicycles and walk.
Did you live on campus in a boarding house or a...
In a dormitory.
In a dormitory all 4 years you were at school?
Yeah.
You remember which dormitory it was?
Little Hall.
You know who ran it or who was the dorm master?
We didn't have anything like that.
Didn't have anything like that. Did y'all eat in the cafeteria or where'd you eat your meal?
We ate in the commons first 2 years, and middle of your sophomore year you joined a club, eating club, which is like fraternities, only just local clubs. I ate there the last 2 years.
Do you remember which club you joined?
Ivy Club.
The Ivy Club. Were you active in it, or y'all just got together and ate?
Just get to eat there is about all, yeah. That's all the club was, just an eating place.
They'd hire somebody to run it?
Yeah.
Everybody paid them?
Yeah.
I notice you've got a lot of certificates and pictures and things on your wall.
Yeah, that one of Bob Hope. He was coming to Angelo, and I was on a plane with him coming up to Dallas. I introduced myself to him, and I said, I'm the mayor of San Angelo. Suggested he let me get off the plane first, so I'll be there to welcome you when you get there. He said, well, that's so commonplace. I'll get off and welcome you, which he did.
Now, I see that. What is the airlines that you're on?
Pioneer.
Pioneer Airlines. When was that, do you know?
Huh?
When was that? What year was that?
Well, between 50 and 54 is while I was mayor.
What was he coming to San Angelo for?
He put on a show.
The Coliseum?
No, it wasn't in the Coliseum then. He put it on in a baseball field up north of town. I don't remember exactly where, about 14th and 19th Street in Chadburn.
An outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, had a lot of outdoor activities in those days, but it didn't have anything indoors.
No auditorium or no coliseum.
You said that Goodfellow Air Force Base was active when you were there. Was it a training base?
Training command then, yeah.
What did they do? Did they train pilots?
Train pilots, yeah. Under Air Training Command.
Mostly wooden barracks then?
Yeah.
You have some other things on your wall. You have a citation from WTU.
Yeah.
You were on the board of directors of West Texas Utilities?
Yeah.
When did you serve on their board?
I served from about 60 until I got to be 70 years old.
Have a citation from the President of the United States?
Yeah.
What did you get that for?
I was an officer in World War II.
You were?
Yeah.
Where did you serve?
Served in the Pacific in the Philippines. I was on an admiral staff. I was Army, but admiral had a Marine officer and an Army officer on his staff. And I made landings in Glen Guyan, Zamboanga, and two Borneo landings.
What can you tell us about those?
Well, they're hot. They went to big ones up there just as hot as the big ones. In Borneo, we came across some places where the Japs had put some natives and tied their hands behind them and staked them down in an ant bed so the ants ate the natives alive.
That was a bad sight to see, wasn't it?
Huh?
That was a bad sight to see.
Oh, gosh.
Did you stay on a ship, or were you basically a landlord?
Stayed on a ship.
You stayed on a ship?
During the planning phase, I'd go ashore and spend all day with the infantry we were going to land with and come back and spend the night on the ship.
And then when they had the landing, you were on the ship to help coordinate?
I was in the third wave.
You were in the third wave?
I always went with the commander, ground commander, wherever he went. He always went the third wave.
So y'all were right up there close?
Yeah. Then at Zamboanga with the 41st Division, and Jens Doe was commander of the division, General Jens Doe, who married a San Angelo girl, Betty Bird, and he commanded that battalion. And General Eichelberger, the army commander, came down to see him one time in his tent, spread this map out on the table, and said, "Now let's see where we're located here." Jens Doe put his finger on the map right where they were. Eichelberger said, "Now where are the Japs from here?" Look at the map. General pulled back the tent flap, said right there. He was brave. I was with him.
Which admiral were you with, Mr. Russ?
Morris Royal.
You remember the ship you were on?
AGC-6, Rocky Mount.
Was it a destroyer or a
no,
cruiser?
No, AGC. AGC. Amphibious command ship.
Okay. They had the biggest landing crafts on them.
A lot of communications. We were the first ones in the Pacific that got the word of Roosevelt's death. And we passed word on to everybody else.
Did y'all have aircraft carriers with you, with your convoy?
No. We weren't that big an operation. We chased a submarine one time for about 24 hours, dropped depth charges and everything else. It turned out to be a whale.
The picture that's taken, is that a reunion of your class?
That's my class Princeton reunion. Here's another one down here. The one in that little hallway of my 50th reunion last year.
Still a lot of them around?
84. Yeah, 230 at our 50th reunion.
That's not bad at all.
630 entered. Of course, we were just right for World War II.
So a lot of them didn't make past World War II.
That's right.
You got a lot of ribbons for your cattle.
Yeah.
Where was the best place that you entered?
San Angelo.
The San Angelo?
Yes, yeah.
That's the stock show?
Yeah.
What's the plaque up here with the star on it?
That's mayor.
This is when you were mayor of San Angelo?
Yeah.
In 1950-1954. And was that about the normal time that mayors would serve? Would be about 4 years?
About 2 to 4, yeah.
When did you build this house that you're living in?
Well, it was built in 36, but we added on to it in 1970. Enlarged it considerably and put stone on the outside.
Is your wife still here with you?
She died in 70.
She died in 1970. And the lady we were visiting with is your...
She's my present wife.
She's your present wife.
My first wife's cousin. We didn't have to break in a bunch of new in-laws.
Oh, you just went along with the same in-laws.
That's right.
Do you have any children, Mr. Russ?
I had one daughter. She died in 85.
In 85. What did she do?
She was a housewife married to James Keaton in San Antonio.
What did he do?
He's CPA.
He was a CPA there. I notice you have a lot of relatives here this weekend for Christmas.
Yeah.
Grandchildren.
My wife has 6 children.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
So you got the grandkids?
Yeah.
You got the grandkids.
Excuse me, I got 2 little boys.
Yeah, go ahead. given me some names of people that were in the band with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, when you were in that band, when you joined it, could you play an instrument, or did they teach you how?
I could play it before I got in there.
There were not very many in that band that could play when
no,
they first organized.
I might have made a pretty lousy noise.
Yeah, I think the first concert y'all had was in the San, what is that hotel there by the courthouse?
San Angeles.
San Angeles, and it was for a ladies' night for the Kiwanis Club, and y'all had been in existence for about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect that the sound was not just real terrific.
I doubt it.
Did you remember the band getting pretty good as it...
It improved, yeah.
You mentioned y'all going to these towns and playing to promote the stock show. Did y'all play at the stock show itself?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the band converted from the Boy Scout band to the DeMolay band, or was there a break period?
Well, when I was 16, that's 4 years after the band was organized, we converted to DeMolay.
Were y'all still playing all that time?
Yeah.
Did you play the band in high school, or
yeah.
Did they have band then?
No, I just had us.
Just had y'all?
We played for the football games.
The DeMolay band? So you were in DeMolay band the whole time you were in high school?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the DeMolay?
Hmm?
What can you tell me about the DeMolay? It was apparently a real active group.
Yeah. I wasn't too active in it. We just joined it so we could have uniforms. I never did go into DeMolay too deeply.
You were mainly there for the band?
Yeah.
Did you ever join a group called the Knights of Soka?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't belong to that.
No. Arthur Hurd ran that.
But you remember the group?
Yeah.
Were they still active when you were mayor?
No.
They had died out.
Yeah.
You remember when they faded out of existence?
No, I don't really.
Well, I appreciate you sharing this information with me.
Well, I'm sorry I don't seem to remember anymore.
Well, when you consider how long ago that was, I'm not sure I'd remember as much as you did if I was trying to tell about my childhood.
Yeah.